Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun, love, and peace. That's what Aaron Rodgers is looking for in his final season here. He tells Pat McAfee, fun, love, and peace.
Fun, love, and peace. Is peace, he going to get that?
Did you ever go to Peace, Love, and Little Donuts Limits?
You read my mind.
What a
place. I was just about to say that.
The little bacon bits on the donuts.
Incredible. The donuts are very small donuts, but they're very rich.
Very small. But if you eat 12 of them, it feels like you've eaten a lot of donuts.
And I've done that, and I don't recommend eating 12 in one sitting.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. You have a candidate?
I'm wondering about this Penguins trade with the Rangers to acquire the 12th pick, so they're going to have back-to-back picks. Is that a good move for the Penguins? And I've seen some people say yes, some people say no. Consensus on if it's the right thing or not is the biggest loser.
I mean, I love having the 12th pick this year. Now they have the 11th and 12th picks. You know, it stands to reason that you choose a guy this year instead of next year. He's going to get to the NHL sooner. Now, maybe next year's draft is deeper. I don't know. How could anybody know that now? I think it's pretty cool to have the 11th and 12th picks in the draft, though.
It is going to be nice to have back-to-back, especially if they want to parlay that to try to move up. Like, can you trade both picks for a top five pick? I just like to think that next year's draft, because, and I realize that it's a lottery, but my focus is just so singularly set on them trying to get McKenna.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, is the quickest way to change this entire thing.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Let's hear some more Aaron Rodgers, shall we, Limits?
Let's do it. So this is what Aaron had to say on what he talked to Mike Tomlin about, ultimately, before signing.
How important was it to be signed with the Steelers before mandatory minicamp to get some face time? Like, was that a thought whenever it was coming into the timing of when you would join a team from the beginning, or kind of how did we get to that point?
I have conversations with Mike T every single week, and it was really through those conversations that this became a reality. So, you know, I think most people who come to the Steelers talk about one of the reasons being Mike T. And I can say, you know, that was right at the top. Just the conversation that we had felt like you're talking to an old friend, honestly. So I really appreciate those conversations throughout it. I really love Arthur. I want to send my love to him. I obviously did it personally, but to the passing of his father last couple of days was, you know, sudden and very sad. So Arthur's a great man, and really enjoyed conversations with him during the process and out there at minicamp. But it's been really good. The guys were great. They welcomed me. Great. It's fun in the quarterback room. We already got a great group chat that's going good. And Mason, Skyler, and Will have all been great. So it's been really fun. I had a really nice 3 days on the field and then 4 days before that with those guys.
How about the group chat with the quarterbacks?
I like that. Mason, Skyler, and Will. Sounds like the old show. What was it? Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition. What was that show? Limits.
Don't ask me. It was before my time.
Oh, come on. Somebody help me on the text line.
Supposedly, I'm not allowed to make a comment about Terry Bradshaw since I never saw him play, so I'm never going to make a comment about this show that I never saw.
Hold on. Now I need to not move on.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition was what show? Land of the Lost. That's what it was. The Land of the Lost. Oh, you'll never know that show. I'm glad it's good so far. You know? I'm glad there's a good, it sounds like a good vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know what it adds up to in the end, but he seems very happy to be here. Likes the coaches, likes his teammates. You know, it reminds me a little bit of when Eric Carlson came and everything's good and then the games start. But who's to say it'll go poorly?
Do you think that Aaron at any point, well, maybe not at any point, but just in general is going to treat this somewhat as like a farewell tour? Because doesn't it kind of sound that way, the way that he's framing it up to be like, this is it for me. This is probably my last year.
Yeah, why don't you play the people that clip, which was the clip that's getting the most notoriety from Aaron Rodgers today on whether or not this will be his final rodeo.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
Peace, love, and happiness. I got a text from a former host here, a friend of mine, who said, peace, love, and happiness. He's going to be playing barefoot by week 4.
Oh, I like that. Rodgers on the McAfee show there. I mean, he always knows how to spice it up. He was on for a full hour with them.
You know what the best Peace, Love, and Little Donuts was or is? Does the place still exist, Limits?
Yeah, I think so.
There used to be one on 51.
There is one on 51.
Well, it's not there anymore.
Really?
Yes.
The one by St. E's?
I thought so, yeah. Is it still there?
I thought it was still
there. It was up there on the left.
Might be gone.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought it was there.
There was a little taco place next door?
Yeah.
Is that place still there? You live out there. I don't.
Yeah, I do. That's like right by me.
The best was the Fruity Pebble miniature
donut.
Oh,
Fruity Pebble.
That thing was incorrigible, wasn't it?
Yes. I always liked the Oreo donuts.
Oh, my God.
Those were good.
And they'd come hot out of the greaser. Remember that, Limits?
Did they change it to Duck Donuts?
What?
There's a place called Duck Donuts.
After Duck Hodges? Can we hear Bob Walk's turkey call for that? Maybe this should be their theme song for their commercial.
Could you imagine how well that would be?
Wait, let's do the commercial here. Come visit Duck Donuts where you get your little Fruity Pebble donut. Would it work though?
No.
It would have to be turkey donuts. Right?
I think they'd be confused as to what the gobbling is all about.
Yeah. I don't think so though.
No.
A bird is a bird, right? Limits.
There's a place called Duck, North Carolina. Did you know that?
No. Sunny today with a high of Greg Lloyd, 95. Never too hot for Mulsey to golf. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Surprisingly, Bob Walk said that particular turkey call didn't work for him and his son that weekend. They didn't get any turkeys.
They caught no turkey.
Yeah. You want to leave with that, Limits, and I'll go practice my golf game and see you tomorrow. I don't know if Bob's going to be here. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. We'll find out in the morning.
All right, Joe. See you tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.